Fannie Willis, who charged President Trump with the election interference there in the criminal case in Georgia. It's not the issue that's been in the news most recently, which is the nearly $700,000 to the outside counsel she brought in that ended up being a boyfriend and the trips and the investigation there, which could sink the case on its own. This is a separate matter where federal funds, and that's the key, federal funds were provided to the DA's office of Fulton County when she was DA to set up a new program, actually to protect women and young girls to process more of the rape kits that they were so far behind. So the, it was a multi-million dollar grant to begin a new program there. And they have someone in that office to implement that grant. But then someone on her team started using the money for iPads and started using the money for travel and unrelated expenses, even though the federal funds were very specific about what they could be used for and could not be used for.
I think it is clear beyond question that the Fulton County District Attorney's Office has been tainted, I would argue, with corruption. And it goes beyond simply hiring an incompetent, in my view, outside counsel to prosecute the Trump case. And so with respect to federal funds received, this brings federal oversight. And now Fannie Willis faces a subpoena, and the question becomes, can she wiggle out of it?
It might to her seem like a pile-on, but when you bring this kind of attention to yourself as well, and when you're at the same time accepting federal funds, and you've got people like Jim Jordan out there at the Judiciary Committee who asked before the subpoena was sent for you to provide the documents without a subpoena, and now the subpoena's been sent. First time around it was, oh, you're trying to get involved in our cases, and this is about Trump. This is again, separate from the nearly $700,000 to the boyfriend special counsel she brought in to assist in the case that she also has to answer for today. But also, I mean, not only is it a issue where the funds may have been misused, but potentially the wrongful termination of a whistleblower. What she's trying to say is it was a bad employee. But, of course, we know the employee had a recording device, decided to file this complaint a year later, and went in twice, and then was the way they were escorted out. So she's got issues directly, not just on how other people in her office may have misused the funds, but how she knew about it and instead punished the person who was concerned about it.
One of the things that Fannie Willis has to deal with is the potential that her actions constitute a cover-up of the misuse of federal funds. And so at the end of the day, here is a prosecutor with unclean hands who is trying to go after the former president of the United States, plus a ton of other people. Keep in mind, there are other defendants in the so-called Trump case that Fannie Willis has brought charges against. And so I think at the end of the day, the basic resolution of this case will require, this is my opinion, of course, Fannie Willis's resignation or termination by the state of Georgia.
I do think what we are uncovering, though, and exposing, and what is so important, folks, is what we're fighting. I tie it to the 14th Amendment case. We've got this deadline on Monday to file our reply brief because we represent the Colorado a Republican State Committee, so the party there, and we are party to the case. So we filed our initial brief. Now our reply brief, which is due on Monday. Harry's actually about to go join a team of our attorneys in this office, just doing a final kind of read-throughs as we work through it before, again, filing that with the deadline on Monday. But I do want to make sure you know this, that we've got a matching moment because our donors understand what we've been up against in these states versus, again, these secretaries of states, DAs, state officials that just want to remove President Trump from the ballot and have this power for the future as well. So what? They can remove whoever the most effective Republican candidate may be, and are Republicans then going to start doing that? This is how we're going to do politics in America. We don't believe that should be the case, and we need your support. Our donors understand that, so they've set up a matching moment. Whatever you donate right now at aclj.org will be matched dollar for dollar in this ACLJ matching moment.